Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Tuesday and time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in the study of Lazarus, so look with me if you would in John chapter 11 and verse 17. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. So that tells you that the death warrant is signed ritualistically, culturally, legally, notarized and signed and sealed. The death certificate is valid. The 4 days affirms that. And that's why John makes sure that's in the text. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary remained seated in the house, and Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." And Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" And she said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." Jesus arrives, and it's obvious that Martha's somewhat put out that he didn't come earlier. And maybe if he'd come earlier, he could have kept Lazarus from dying. But even as she is, as it were, rebuking Jesus for his not coming in a timely way, Jesus is always on time. But his timetable is not always our timetable. She had sent a request for Jesus to come and heal Lazarus. And Jesus had said no. Now folks, here's a little lesson. God always answers prayer. Sometimes the answer is yes, and sometimes the answer is no. And so here the answer to the request sent to Jesus had been no, I'm not coming. And no, I'm not going to heal him. But what Jesus is doing is another timetable, his timetable. And that's the perfect timetable. His purpose wasn't to heal him from a sickness, but to raise him from the dead. Because Lazarus is going to be a statement to the world, the surrounding world that has come and seen there and watching all this, and to Mary and Martha, that he is the Lord of life. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the Messiah. That's why Martha will say, "I know that you're the Christ coming into the world to save sinners." The timetable is not built around our desires, but we line our desires up with God's glory. And God's glory is now going to be secured in affirming Christ is the Messiah and also using this event to teach us that believers never die. But Pastor, I've seen believers die physical deaths. Well, they never die in two ways. Number one, they don't die the second death, which is eternal death. They don't even die the first death. Theirs is not a termination, but a transformation. It is a transition to go and to be with the Lord because Jesus has secured our resurrection. And that resurrection will even be completed with the glorious truth of our bodies being raised when Jesus comes again, so that we who are with the Lord will now be rejoined with a body that has been secured to be with the Lord for all eternity and gaze upon him not by faith but by sight with a new body. Fellowship with the Lord and one another in a new heavens and in a new earth. And Lazarus becomes the opportunity to teach all three of these lessons. One final note. Notice again, as John carefully does, the use of the term Yahweh affirmed in Exodus chapter 3 in the name of God. I am that I am. Jesus has said to us in chapter 10, "I am the door. I am the good shepherd." He has said, "I am the life." He has said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He has said, "I am the true bread. I am the living water." Now he says, "I am the resurrection and the life." Come to him just like Martha and put your trust in him, and you will never die, but be transformed and then translated into his presence for all eternity. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.